And Bana would mem vavam and aleph. Tana rabbanim minayin la'eson shukasha. Says you make the egla rufa nachal eson. So how do you know eson means a hard place that you're not going to be able to plant there? Because it says eson moshavecha, the seam besela kinecha. Your dwelling place is strong, hard. And it's the seam besela. Sela is also a place of rocks, of not conducive for planting. The Omer Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem, the Ho Esonim Mos De Oritz. Another pasuk, Esonim are the strong ones. Acherim Omrim Menayin La Eson Shu Yoshem. Eson means it's something that's ancient, that's old. Shenemar Goy Eson Hu Goy Me Olam Hu. Something from all times, from ancient. According to this, Eson doesn't necessarily mean hard, but it can mean that the Achronim say that you have to do it in a place where the ground was there from before, not that you brought new earth there in that place, but you're orifit in a place that was always like that. The ground was there from ancient times. Okay. Rashi. Okay. Eson Moshevecha, the Sim Besela Kinecha, Alma Eson Husela. Eson is a rocky, place, not a place of earth. Mos De Oretz, Heim Horim, those are the mountains. The Chol Har Shalavonimhu. And the mountains are made of rock. Shehu Yoshon, V'lo shehuva karki oso michadash mikarka achrisi. Not that you brought earth and planted it there, but it was there from before. Okay, so that's Yoshon. Okay. V'orfen oso bekopich macharech. And even so, the Mishnah says that Eson is not a tznai that's ma'akev. Nachal Eson is more of a description of the nachal, not a tznai in that it has to be like that. Okay. Okay. The orphan also mikbekopitz machoreha, you beheaded from the back of the neck. My time, where do we know that from? Gomer arif arifa mechata sa'of. Just like chata sa'of. It says, the orath, right, by umolak esrosho, mimul orpo, right, over there also, you make malika with your fingernail from the back of the neck. So to over here, you cut off the head from the back of the neck. Umakoma also the mizlor melevat. You can't plant in that place where you made the aglarufa. You can't plant and you can't work with the ground. Ton rabon asher lo you aved bo velo yizoreya v'sha'over divrei Rav Yoshia. Right, Rav Yoshia says that it means the place to be one where no one ever planted or worked with the earth there. It's going on the past. Rav Yonasan omer lahaba that you can't plant there or work with the earth in the future. Rava omer lahaba the kuliyama lo plige. Lo yizoreya, right? The argument is only whether it has to be a place that never was planted. Everybody agrees that the word lo yizoreya, the lo yizoreya, is going on the future. That you're not allowed to plant in that place or work with the ground itself for the future. The question is, did it have to be a place that in the past also nobody ever planted there? The pligi l'sha'over, Rabbi Yoshia sa'over, miksi v'lo yi'ubad, Rabbi Yonasan miksi v'asher lo ne'oved, lo nevad, Rabbi Yoshia asher l'sha'ov mash, Rabbi Yosan asher ribu. Right, the Maisa, it doesn't say clearly one way or the other legabe the past, only legabe the future. Right, so one learns that you learn from asher, asher lo, that it's going even on the past, and Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan says no, that what's it called, it's a ribu to tell me that what's it called, right, Osher means the past, and Rabbi Yonah says no, Osher comes to be marbe, that even if it was planted in the past, it's okay. Okay. See Rashi. Goy me olam hum hainu yoshin. Okay. Mechata sa'ov dechsi bo mimul orpo. It says you make malika from the back of the neck. Kuliam lo plige dohaksiv velo yizoreya mashma lahaba. You shouldn't plant there in the future. That's clear. Midloksi va'asher lo yizra v'havi mashma l'sha'aver. Right? It doesn't say that it wasn't planted. Mashma, you shouldn't plant there. Niksi velo ye'aved. I haviksiv el nachal eson velo ye'aved bo. Havi mashma l'haba. If it would have said a nachal eson and don't work there, then it clearly would be for the future. Avahashel siv lo ye'aved mashma l'sha'aver. Since it said Nachal Eson, Asher Lo Ye'aved, can also mean the past, that it wasn't worked with. The Asher Lav Loshen Savohu, because Asher is not necessarily a command for the future, but it's a description of what the place is like. Asher L'Sha'aver Mashma, Afagav the Lo Ye'aved L'Habo Mashma, even though Lo Ye'aved is Mashma for the future, the Asher adds the past. Hani mile belav asher, avo hashta dechsiv asher al korch mucha chalol yishul overhu. Also, ribuyahu lo bo ele l'rabos kol avodos kolikamon. Asher doesn't come to tell me that the past is aser, that it couldn't have been planted in the past. It comes to tell me that not all avodos are aser to work with the ground. The lo midrashe b'chlal ufrat, that we shouldn't learn asher le yoved velo yizoreya, that any first all work and then only planting, that only planting is included in the Isser. Asher comes to tell me, no, all work is prohibited. So what work is Asher? Mutar lisrok shom pishton lenakir shom avonim. However, you're allowed to do work on the field there, but not in the field, with the field. You're allowed to comb flax on that field, or to chisel rocks on that field, but you're not allowed to do work within the field itself, with the earth itself, like planting it or so on. Toner Avon, Asher lo yo'eved bo v'lo yizoreya. Ein li alizriya. I might think you're only chayiv if you plant there. Shar avodos menayin. How do you know it includes other kinds of work on the field, like digging things in there or whatever? Tamud lomer, Asher lo ye'eved bo mikol makom. In Kain Matamud Lomar Velo Yisorea, so why does it say if it's Asur all kind of work in the field, then why in that Anachaleson, then why is the say Yisorea? That's included in all work. Lomar Lachom Azriam Yuchevish, Shehub Gufa Shokarka, Af Kol Shi Begufa Shokarka, Yotza Srikas Pishon, the Nikar Avonim, Shaina Begufa Shokarka. To tell me that all work is Asur if it's similar to planting, which is using the ground itself, not doing something on the ground. Marsha says, "Masher lo yoved bo klav lo yizoreya prat klav uprat ein bechlav masher uprat." Why don't we learn the pasuk? Right, it says, "Asher lo yoved velo yizoreya." So we have a klav uprat. The first thing says general, and then it says specific. And that klav is, and that midah is, that the specific limits the klav to only that specific thing. So why isn't only zriya aser, right? Zriya in midi achrini lo asher ribuyahu, like we said before, the word asher comes to tell me that you don't learn this with a klal uprat, but it's all kinds of work. So what do you need zriya for? To tell me only work similar to zriya. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Ziknei ha'ir rochtzin yedehem. Ton rabbonin. V'chol ziknei ha'ir ahi akrovim elecholo. All the Beis Din of that city that's closest to the Cholo, Yirchatzu Eshideyam Al HaEgla Arufa B'Nachal. Right? So they wash their hands over this Egla Arufa B'Nachal. Shein Tamud Lo Arufa. Could have said, Al HaEgla B'Nachal. Right? We already know that it's Arufa. Ma Tamud Lo Moha Arufa. Al Mokum Arifasa Shal Egla. It has to be in the place where the Egla was Ne'arath. Not what's it called, you move away to a different place or whatever. Rashi? No Rashi. The Amru, and what do they say, right? The Yodeinu Lo Shofku, so there's two different ways of learning this, Amokom Arifasa Shal Egla. Either it means Mamish, it can't just be anywhere in this Nachal Eson, it has to be in the exact same place that the Egla was Ne'arath, right? And others learn that it means you don't have to wash your hands over the body of the Egla, just the place where it was Ne'arath, right? One learns that it comes to exclude a place near there. Another says, no, it comes to exclude that you don't have to bedavka have the carcass there, but it's the place where the carcass was Ne'arath, that's where you wash your hands. The Amru, what do they say? Yodeinu lo shofchus adam azeh veineinu lo ro. V'chi al libeinu also shebezdin shofchin domin. Where we need the bezdin to make an a proclamation that they didn't murder this guy. Because we thought that maybe they did, and now we have to tell us they didn't. El lo boli yodeinu patrenu belo mezonos v'lo reinu v'heinachnu belo bevaya. Right? Yodeinu lo shofchu, he didn't cut our hands, and we left him without giving him with our hands food for the way, and maybe that caused him to be killed, because he didn't have food, and he went to rob somebody, and they killed him. And we didn't see him, right? The Einenu Laro, that's what it says, Yodeinu Lo Shofchu, the Einenu Laro, we didn't see him. We didn't see him, and then let him go without escorting him. V'nichanu below Leviyah. What does Leviyah help? Right? What is escorting him? Reduce the chance of being killed, because the simplest idea is that escorting the person is putting him on the right path. In other words, getting him on the right road. So we didn't not escort him, and he was therefore lost, and because he was lost, right, people saw that he was lost, that's why he looked vulnerable and somebody killed him. But if he knew the right path, he wouldn't get lost and wander around, he would have gotten to where he had to go, quite quickly he wouldn't have been killed. Okay. And the Maral says a different idea, that escorting somebody, so you attach yourself to that person, even if you don't go with them the whole way. But they become now connected to other people, and a person who has a schus of other people is less vulnerable than somebody who only has his own schus. When you're alone, so you need a lot of zechuyos. When you're connected to other people, you need less zechuyos. Rashi, no Rashi. Tanya, Hoya Reb Meir Omer, Kofin Lelevaya. We force, force people to escort other people on their way. Sheschar Halevaya Ein Lo Shir. Because the Schar, there's no Shir for Levaya. Shenemar, Vayiru Hashomrim Ish Yotze Min Ha'ir, Vayomru Lo Heranu Nes Mevo Ha'ir, Vasinu Imcha Chesed. They wanted to conquer Beit El. Right, there's the war against Beit El, the battle, and they asked a Kanani to show them the way. They hid the opening to the city, how to get in. So they asked for directions how to get into the city. Uksi vayari mis mevoha ir. So he showed them this guy showed them the opening to the city. Umachsed osu imo. What did they do to him? Because he did that chesed, he showed them the opening to the city, and that's the idea again of Levaya. Levaya is putting somebody on the right path so he knows where to go. Give him directions. So you set him on the right road. So here too, he showed them the right road is basically the same idea as escorting, right? Showing the right place. So what did they do to him? Shekol Oso Ha'ir Hargul Afichorev. They killed everybody in the city. Right? And that person was saved. Him and his entire family was saved. That's the first thing. Vayelech ha'ish eretz achitim, vayiden er, vayikr vayikra shma luz. He shma adayom hazeh. And this guy went, because he was spared, he went to eretz achitim and he built a city called Luz. Tanya, he Luz shetzovim batcheles. Luz had the distinction that's where they dyed the treles for the various things they needed. Treles, tzitzis, big day kahuna. He lose shabos sanchoriv alo bilbala. When sanchoriv came and he displaced nations and changed their location around, Luz was spared. The people of Luz were never displaced. Nebuchadnezzar v'lo echrivo. When Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed a lot of cities, Luz was never destroyed. The Af Malach HaMavis Ein Lo Rishus Laverba. Even the Malach HaMavis doesn't go into Luz. El Eskedim Shabov Isman Shadaitin Kotz Aleihem. People, when they get so old that they're sick of living anymore, Yotzim Chutz Lechom Ovehem Mesim. They go outside the city's limits and they die. But inside the city, the Malach HaMavis doesn't have Shlita. Right? And even though, Lechora, they're committing suicide. But they're not doing anything to cause their death. They're just taking away a Meniyah from the outside. Being in the city prevents the Malach HaMavis from getting them. So going outside the city permits the Malach HaMavis. That's not called killing somebody or committing suicide. The Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody is dying and you do something active to bring hasten their death, you're a murderer. But if they're dying and there's somebody chopping wood in the background, and because of that they're concentrating and their neshama is not leaving because of the concentrating, and you stop the person from chopping wood, that's okay. Because you're not doing anything to actively kill them, you're just taking away something that's preventing the death. So there's a very thin line between taking away an outside deterrent and doing something that causes a person death, but that's what happened over here. V'halo dvorim kal v'chomer. U'mak nani zeh shelo dibra b'fiv v'lo holach b'raglov. Goram hatzola lo ozaro atzof kol adoros. This Kanani, who didn't even walk with them, he didn't even say anything. He just pointed the way to them, right? And with that he was mekayim the mitzvah of Levaya. Look what tzchar he got, right? He got saved, him and his family. They built a city which is impervious to the Malach HaMavis, right? The city was never destroyed, was never displaced. Misha osa levaya baraglav alachas kamvaka. Somebody who actually goes and puts somebody on the right path by walking with them, what kind of schar they'll get. Gemara says, Bamen, tell them, how did he show them the right way? Chizkiya omer b'thiv ikim lahem. He mouthed the words. He didn't say them, he mouthed them. So they got the idea, what's it called, without him actually saying anything. Rabbi Yochanan Rabetzbo herlohem, he pointed the way. Tanya kavoshed Rabbi Yochanan, b'shlil sheknani zeh hera be'etzba gorem hatzol lo zaru atzov kol adoros. There's a braisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, that he taka pointed the way to them. Rashi, kofin l'levaya, kofin es misha eno rotza l'lavos es chaveru l'dera shilavu. If somebody doesn't want to escort somebody, we force him to do it. The Beis Din can force him to give escort to somebody. The Kori Shmo Luz, Seifei Dikrohu, Shmo Ad Hayom Hazeh, Umine Yolef, Delo Nisbal Belo, Velo Chorva, it's the same Luz. It was never destroyed, never displaced. Kidamrina Komokum Shenemer Ad Hayom Hazeh, La Olam La Ome Olam. Whenever you read that Pasuk, it applies. So it's forever. Who? Shelo diber b'fiv, shelo k'siv elavayare be'etzbo obak mimus v'saim k'dlekamon. He only showed them. He didn't actually take them, and he didn't actually say anything. So either he pointed the way, or the directions. Ulezaro k'damrin shei malachamov v'sholei pohem. Okay, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hamahalach b'derech ve'en lo levaya yasuk b'torah. If a person is traveling, and he doesn't have anybody to escort him, so then the protection is Torah, Yosef Batorah. Shenemar Klevias Chein Heimel Roshecha V'Anokim L'Gag Roshecha. Describing Torah, it says Torah is an escort for you, Klevias Chein. V'Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi B'Shvil Arba P'Shio Shelova Paro Le'Avram, because Paro escorted Avram Avinu four steps. Shenemar V'Yitzav Ala Paro Anoshim, right? And they sent him away. In other words, they escorted him out of the city. Nishtabid b'bonav arba me'oshona. That's why he had the schus to be meshabed klal Yisrael 400 years because of four steps that he did in escorting Avram Avinu. Shenemar va'avodam v'inu osam arba me'oshona. And even though they weren't there actually 400 years, but he had that potential. For other reasons, the 400 years was diminished. But he had the potential to enslave them for 400 years. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav kol malavis chaveru arba amos beir eno nizok. If you malavis somebody four amos in a city, you don't he won't be hurt. Like we said, either he gets a schus harabim or because now he knows the way to go and he's not going to get lost. Ravina alav yelarava bar yitzchok dalad amos beir mota liyode hezeka v'itzu. Right, Rava bar yitzchok. What's it called? Ravina. Escorted Rava Bar Yitzchok four amos, and Taka he came to danger and he was saved. So you see that it protected him. Tana Rabbanan Harav Talmid Adi Bura Shel Ir. A Rav has to only escort his Talmud till Ibura Shel Ir, till the outskirts of the city. Chaver lechaver Ad Chum Shabbos. A person on the same level, right? Two friends have to escort till the end of Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 amas outside the city. Talmud l'rav ain't lo shir. Right? A Talmud l'rav, there's no shir. Right? As much as you need. V'kama, so what says no shir? What do you mean v'kama? That means it's not logical that a Talmud has to travel with his Rebbe wherever he's going. He has to escort him, right? So it means ain lo shir, there's no shir for the escort, but up till where is called escort, and after that it's called traveling with him. The kama amrav sheshes ad parsa, one parsa, okay. The lo amron ella rabo sheno mufak. A parsa is only for a rav who's not your Rebbe mufak, not the one you learn most of your chachma from, but you learn from him, so he's your Rebbe. Avo rabo mufak shlosha parsos. But if he's a rabo mufak, you have to escort him up to three parsos. Rav Kahana Ilvoyel Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Mipum Nahara Ad Beit Shinisa De Bovel. Right? Rav Kahana was Malava Rav Shimi Bar Ashi from Pum Nahara till the palm trees or the date palms of Bovel. Kimoto Hosom Omerle Vadi Damrisu Hanit Shinisa De Bovel Mishnei Odomarishanisu. Right? The Maisa, I heard you said that these palm trees are here since the time of Adam Arishon. These are ancient palm trees. Omer le ad kartin milsa de omer of Yosef Reb Chanina. You reminded me something that I heard from Yosef Reb Chanina. Maidich si be'eretz lo avar ba'ish v'lo yoshev Adam Sham. Right? It is a place where no one ever traveled and no one ever settled. So Mr. says, v'ichum yachash lo avar hechen yoshev. If nobody ever traveled there, nobody ever settled there for sure. Now, you can't settle in a place you never traveled. So why does that to say it? Me'achas shel Yoshev heichen ofar, ela eret shegozer lav Adam Arishon liyishuv nisyashva. The Rebbeinu Shem showed Adam Arishon the whole future. Wherever Adam Arishon said, eventually people are going to settle there, that place was settled. Eret shelo gozer lav Adam Arishon nisyashva. Place where Adam Arishon never, designated it for being settled, it was never settled. Rav Mordechai Ilavi l'Rav Ashi Mehagronia v'ad be'kife. Right? Rav Mordechai escorted Rav Ashi from Hagronia to be'kife. V'amri lo ad be'dura. Om Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Meir kol she'enu malava u'mislava ki'ilu shofech domin. Person who doesn't escort somebody else or doesn't receive escorts like he's shedding blood. Shil mole liyos liviu an sheiricho leelisha lo gira dubim litinokos. If the people of Yericho would have escorted Elisha, right, then the whole maisa would happen with the children that came out and cursed him and made fun of him, and then he cursed them and they ended up getting eaten by bears, that would never have happened. So if he had been escorted, right, this wouldn't have happened. See Rashi. Shalivu paro tirchsi vayitzol paro anoshim vayishalchu oso eino nizok oso hayotzi l'derech. That person on that trip is not going to get damaged. Adi bura shel irshu yotzi mimeno till the outskirts of the city. V'hu beveis vayis achitzon shemeso shivim amma v'shirayim libote ha'ir. How much is that? It's 70 amos plus a little bit, 70 and a third amos from the last house of the city. Any house that's within 7 amos is considered already the outskirts of the city, and from that house on is what's it called, is the end of the city. Beit Shinisa de Bovel, Mokom Hu, Ubo de Kolim Har, there's a lot of palm trees there, date palms, Kamotsini Har Barzel, Lo Nisyashev, Vahainu Lo Yoshev Adam Shom, Lo Gozer Adam Harishon Yishuv Shom, wherever Adam Harishon did not designate it for settling, it was never settled. Vahainu Damri Inshi Isnuhu, Mishnei Adam Arishon, Shegozer Lav Adam Arishon, Yishuv Dikolim, Velo Yishuv Acher. From the time of Adam Arishon, it was designated as a place for palm trees, but not for people to settle. Okay. Shenemar Vayal Mishon Beisel, Vahu Ola Bederech, Una Orin Ktanim Yotsu Minair, Vayiskalsu Bo Vayomru, Alei Kereach, Alei Kereach. Right, Elisha was traveling alone, and he was, met by these kids who came out of the forest, they made fun of him. They said, the bald guy, Alei Kereach. Amrulo, Alei Shakarachas, Hichrachto Aleinu Asamakom. Right? You made the place bald for us. We'll see what that means. Mora says, Maivin the Orim Kitanim. Who are these Norim Kitanim? Amrulazar Sheminu Orim Mina Mitzvahs. They were a bunch of pushed pirchachim. Okay, didn't during mitzvahs. Ktanim showing Ktani Amona. They weren't people who had great emuna and faith in the Rabbanu Shalom. Tanim the Orim Hayu Bizbu Asman Ktanim. They were already older kids. They were teenagers and they acted like little children. They wasted their time like little children. Maskif of Yosef, Vidil Mashemakoma, maybe Na'arim doesn't mean what's it called, it says what's it called, maybe Na'arim means that they came from the place called Na'arim. Miloksiv Aram Yotsu Nidudim, Vayoshu Me'er Israel, Vayishbu Me'er Israel, Naroktana. The Kashula Naroktana, how could it be Naroktana? Vomra Ptas, Ktana de Min Na'urim. Right? She was a Ktana who came from the place called Na'urim. So maybe over here also, Na'arim says she were Ktanim, and Na'arim, maybe Na'arim, he said, came from a place called Na'arim. Mar says, Hasim lo mefurish mekoma, hachem mefurish mekoma. Here it says they came from Yericho. So, they can't be, they came from Na'urim. So it has to be, they were Na'arim who acted like Ktanim, or they were Na'urim from the mitzvahs or whatever. Vayifan achra vayarim vayikalim. So he looked back at them and he cursed them. B'shem Hashem. Ma ro, what did he see? Omar rav ro mamish, Kiritanya, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Komokom Shinosnu Chachomim Einehem, O Misa, O Oni. What he saw caused an effect, and he killed them by looking at them. Ushmuel Omer Rosh, Akulam Nisabra Bohen Ima Biyom Kippur. He saw that all of them were conceived on Yom Kippur by their mothers. Be'isr. Rabbi Yisr Nathchomer Beluris Rolohen. He saw they had long hair, ponytails. They look like goyim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rosh Lo Haisa Behen Lachluchis Shal Mitzvah. He saw that there wasn't even a little bit of mitzvah in them. The Dilma Bizarayu Nahavi. Maybe they'll have children that'll be tzaddikim, right? Omar Rabbi Lezer Lo Bom Velo Bizarim Asof Kol Adoros. He saw Baruch Hakodesh that nothing good was ever going to come from these kids, and therefore he cursed them, and we'll see that the bears came out and killed them. Rashi. What? Vaistois, that not everybody, that is that, it's there, but it's, some people it never comes out, Lamaisa. Lo nisyashi, vahainalo yoshev, oh, you see, shakikracht olenu samakum, shahayu hamayim haroyim, hoysa parnasen lohovi mayim limkar. Right, what Elisha did in that place was, there was bad water, not drinkable water, and he turned it into good water. He said, until you did that, we used to bring water, you know, from Nevios or whatever and sell it. We used to sell water. Now you took away our Parnosa because we don't sell water anymore because there's an ample supply of good water. Miktani Amona, show you dogim Shiposka Parnasosum Bishvil Shinisrapu Amaya. They didn't have too much faith in the Rabbanu Shalom because they were upset with Elisha for taking away the Parnosa. The Dil Miktani Mamishavum. The Alshem Mekomam Nikru Na'arim, Shahayu Min Na'urim, right? Just like it says by this, what's it called, the Shivcha of Naaman, that she was a Ktana Nara, meaning she was a Ktana from Na'urim. Maybe here also means that. So where it says, Hacham Mefarish Mekomam Yericho, where it says, no, they came from Yericho, they couldn't have come from a place called Na'urim. So therefore, we have to learn, they were Na'arim who were like Ktanim.